express the conclusions of your group.
This is the tape recording of the management meeting headed by Radha Kanta on the 21st of June 2007 to discuss the various ideas for the structuring of a society's management. This recording is of the second half of the meeting.
You give your idea about the 4 and 4. I see where you're coming from.
Yes.
But I see one, there's one flaw there because it's based on gender.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's actually based on gender equality.
Well, what happens if there's no men in Asanga
who
rather than die to serve in that capacity? How can you force someone into a position?
I can answer that, but it's not right now because I've got to give this to the council.
But if it is,
this gives us 2 minutes. We want to hear each other, what you discussed in the last 1 hour. So please, everyone, come up right now and finish your discussion.
You just have to have a vote. We have no vote. Whatever you've done. We have no conclusions.
But that's your problem.
No, just okay. Like shortly. If you say it has to be 50-50, there's no many enough hunger who want to take up that role. How can you possibly do a certain degree?
I'm going to totally listen to you. Let me just make sure this is recording.
Who disagrees with those votes?
Right, let's go on and listen.
That sentence uses, I think,
that's the one down.
Not just proposals.
Right. Okay, we're going to start hearing from the groups. Okay? Ready? All right. Where is Mahaprabhu? Dhananjaya Prabhu is going to represent one group, and we're going to give him the time. 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, key points, okay? It's being recorded, and we're going to compile it afterwards for everybody. Thank you.
Everyone please sit down and listen.
I think after we hear all the presentations, if everyone's not completely tired and starving, we can have any questions.
This is going to be the last minute.
Okay, but no questions during the presentation, please. It's been quite a long day, everyone's been very patient. Thank you. Okay, can I have order? Quiet. This one. Most vocal group has a lot to say. You're on next. Okay? Thank you. Round of applause, everyone. We tried to focus on making proposals and voting on them and getting results. So we have 9 actual task proposals, or what do you call it? Resolutions. We have 9 resolutions. Right. First one is that we resolve that the auditing be done by an outside company and that everyone know who that company is so that if anyone suspects anything, they can report to the company.
It's right. Only for financial.
For financial auditing, right? So outside financial auditing. Maybe there was only eight. Okay, the other one is that there be some online format for organizing the committees and all and the SEVA groups, etc. Various, just connecting devotees with, they may have various talents so that we can just get in touch with each other for whatever we need to. We can find out who does what where. Let's see. Okay, that actually covered two of them. Oh, no. Yeah, there's another part of that where we wanted a coordinator so that if perhaps someone's just not able to figure out how to connect with devotees in the online method, that there's someone that personally will assist. So that is somebody's service to deal with that on a personal level by phone or whatever. All right. Next one was that each committee has a clear representative who's the point person that anyone knows. If I want to deal with that committee, I just deal with that person. I don't have to deal with the whole committee. That person is accountable for what the committee is doing and responsible to deal with any inter-committee or inter-devotee communications. So there's a point person so that you know who's responsible, so that's not vague. What I'm dealing with some amorphous group here.
and that there's accountability for the actions of the committee there. Right, and the other one is that we propose that the committees be open to anyone and everyone in the Sangha who wants to get involved, that the committees don't have any ability to limit who gets involved. So if, let's say, in other words, it was proposed that there might be five people on the committee and they decide who to let in as a sixth, as a seventh, as an eighth, and we propose that it could be 1,000 people on the committee, and those 1,000 people then have to somehow or other decide how they want to be represented, how they want to be organized. So it's open, every committee is open to everyone. There's no limit. And similarly, we decided that each committee has a representative on the Board of Representatives, that it's not limited to 8, and that somehow or other they find a way to function with as many representatives of as many committees as there are. And and the other proposal was that in order to get things started, because that's a very organic process, and how's it going to get started, that it may be that there is a temporary representative assigned to a committee by, say, the organizing group here, that's maybe for 60 or 90 days or something, until that group has got together to a point enough that they can actually decide who represents them on their own organically. Let's see, what else? Right, and then somehow or other, that every country, or in some cases maybe a region, right, is somehow represented in the House, in the representatives board also. That it's not, that so that no country gets left behind. Those are our
Thank you.
I was going to let Pavanana Maharaj be our spokesperson. We basically, just in brief, we had more questions than answers, and therefore we had no way of coming up with any proposals. The consensus was that we should keep talking, because there's just so many questions and so many things on everybody's mind that we can't come to any definite conclusions and make proposals and and vote things in, because there's just so many questions that have to be answered, so many sensitivities. We do have some points to make. Pavanana Maharaj is going to cap some of the things that we discussed and proposed.
So basically, what I heard just now from Dhananjaya Prabhu and his report on his group, the way that they came to so many conclusions, I was very impressed, because it happened so quickly that you actually came up with so many practical suggestions. But our group functioned completely differently, which I'm not saying is better or worse. But actually, in some ways, I think it's better, because at one stage of our discussion, it was suggested that, hey, we got to vote on something. We haven't come to conclusion yet. And then everybody said, no. We don't want to be rushed in this process. Actually, what process we underwent in our group was that the devotees began to simply air their doubts, their concerns, also their experiences of what went on in the past. We didn't dwell on that too much. But nevertheless, it had to be taken in consideration what things didn't work before, how in the present circumstances we want to somehow or other come up with a system where the whole Sangha can have trust in this. This is one thing Mithiladesh Prabhu, where is he? He kind of summarized the history of, you know, the efforts that have been made in our Sangha since
2 minutes.
Okay. 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
How many did you give me?
5
total?
Okay.
Anyway, so we went over the history a little bit so that we could understand how we've come to the point where we are now in our Sangha of discussing these points very openly, and the Bhakti Trust group transferring a lot of their influence to the devotees' body in general. And then Narayan Prabhu in our group made some very practical suggestions about how he saw that it would be necessary for the entire world body of devotees, the whole entire world body of devotees, to actually be given the opportunity to vote on the election of the, what are they called again? The
Board of Representatives.
The Board of Representatives. That inner circle of eight individuals. There was also a suggestion.
And was already part of the initial, whatever's part of the initial presentation, we want to know how you feel about it, any differences, not just reiterating.
Yeah, well, that's how we felt about it, because he was voicing the opinion, and most of the devotees seem to also back that opinion, that if this board is to be given full trust by all the devotees,
okay,
that the voting process should be transferred to the body of devotees in general.
No, here it says four come from founding members and four come from election.
Those are nominations. The idea actually is that they are voted worldwide. The Worldwide Summit does vote. Everyone's in agreement on that point.
Okay. Was there any other point?
The chairperson. You said that should be.
Narayan Prabhu made a point that the chairperson should be nominated and elected by the worldwide body of devotees. I made a proposal that once the board is elected by the worldwide body of devotees, they should choose a chairperson, because that would, you know, you've already voted your confidence in those eight people, and now they're going to vote their confidence in one person they feel is qualified to be the chair, and because, you know, and that way I feel that they'll be better suited. My personal opinion.
So there's two opinions.
To choose somebody.
There are two opinions.
Yeah.
One is it that they're voted by the Board of Representatives?
One is that the chair is voted by the Board of Representatives. The other is that the chair is voted along with the Board of Representatives by the Worldwide Body.
Okay, great. Thank you.
After.
Is that it? Or is there more? Thank you.
Because our time has run out.
So.
I could say a lot more, but.
I was asked to represent the group who's meeting here. We had, I would say, roughly 50% ladies, 50% gentlemen, with one gentleman very vocal in support of the ladies. So we, our mode.
Try not to unplug. If you want to comment, then I'll get tagged on.
So one of, there was no conflict at all. There was some strong discussion. Okay, so one of the things which did come up very strongly, that there should be equal representation opportunities for men, women, also age, and like that on the board. And we wanted to inoculate, that phrase was used, to inoculate the society against the kind of abuse and distress that's gone on in the past. But how specifically that would be done, we didn't settle. But that was a very strong concern. That the new society, however the society's been run in the past, that the same system doesn't get somehow or other translated into the new structure. In other words, it is genuinely a new phase in the society rather than just a reissue of what has gone on in the past. There should be what's sometimes called ombudsman, an advocate, external advocate that devotees can go to in order to prevent abuse, so that they can go outside the society if they feel that there's been some misconduct or they've been abused in some sense. Saffron renunciates should actually renounce power. In other words, we've seen one society where the renunciates are actually in power. They hold the money and they hold the power, and the society doesn't work. So the sannyasis and so on, not just sannyasis, but the renounced people, they should be put in a council and they should get on with their job, and the actual management should be done by others. Training program for newcomers. We should have legal counsel on for establishing non-profit organizations like that, professional. The structure of the diagram needs, at the moment, it sort of resembles a bottom-down, because you've got the authority at the top. If you inverted it, it had an inverted pyramid, which emphasized that the devotees at the bottom were actually engaged in serving everybody else. That would give a different impression than the one that we have at the moment. I'm just remembering Sheila Gurudev said that a leader is not a lord of all, he's the servant of all. And if we have that mode of instead of... there's one suggestion to have an odd number on the board of representatives in order to break vote blocks, whatever. Elders and board members have to follow standards. There has to be some kind of checks and balances that they're spiritually qualified. Okay. Then there's a question about direction. Where does the direction come from, actually? If somebody wants to serve, where does the direction? Is it top-down, actually? Is it bottom-up? From the organization to the individual, from the individual to the organization, that also needs to be balanced. There's a lot of questions. So we were looking at principles rather than specific procedures, and it seemed to us that these are very important principles which do have to be discussed. And also that we should study what works, even if it's ISKCON. No, seriously, we should discuss it. ISKCON, the Brahma Kumaris, the Roman Catholic Church, whatever. Whatever is something that really works, we should study and see what works without bringing in the dysfunction. So that was some of the things that we went over in that group. Thank you.
There's another group. Has the spokesperson come?
Yeah.
From our group?
Yes. Didi was filming the stage break. So all right. So we didn't come up with anything too new or earth-shaking. We spent a lot of our time going over the structure as we saw it and sharing some ideas on that. And basically, we came up with an agreement that we liked the general structure as it was presented. There was a suggestion that there be a separate committee for election procedures that would govern regulations and processes within the organization. But some of that could be covered in a constitution that would deal with some of those things. Possible. It seemed that we were also concerned that this wasn't just seen as an American or a U.S. Organization, that there would be other countries that would want representation. And it was suggested that perhaps we could leave the committees open for new members, and then as the organization continues and other countries come into the fold or become part of the organization, that they can participate as they become ready to do that. Bring me up to speed if I'm missing anything here. Even voting on the whole membership and voting issue?
Yes, that was the next point. The point was made that one of the big problems that people had with ISKCON is that there was no representation from the rank and file devotees, and that there were no elections. So we spent dealing with qualifications for voting, because we feel that that's a very important point. So there were a couple of different methods for having members' qualifications to vote. One has already been mentioned, which would be financial, in terms of different levels of financial commitment. Perhaps $100 would just be a regular member, a supporting member for $1,008, and then the idea of tithing was also brought up as a way of donating 10% of a business income, in which case, of course, the experience has been that it comes back many times. Also, second qualification for membership could be initiation by Srila Gurudev, recommendation by those who have been initiated by Srila Gurudev, or seva that's being performed. Some people are simply doing seva in the centers and shouldn't be excluded because they don't have financial means. It was also suggested that someone that does could sponsor someone who's doing seva in a center for membership because of their appreciation for what they're doing.
Fraud of membership, a fraud of
election. If this membership procedure is gone through, then everyone could be assigned a code or a membership number, and therefore their vote would we could avoid fraud in elections in this way. If everybody qualified for membership, then there would only be certain people that could vote. Also, it was suggested that there could be some interaction between the committees to try to make the
the management of the structure a little less ponderous, so the committees could interact with each other and form subcommittees, rather than trying to make the structure larger and have more meetings and make it more difficult for people, try to make it less so. And then we ended off agreeing with the general structure of the organization and suggested that perhaps if people would like to volunteer for different committees as on the list, that they can approach Radha Kantapragu or someone else.
I'd like to get a volunteer since we're establishing the SEVA committees.
Since, you know, the real basis is service and we're establishing SEVA committees, and this is an opportunity here in Badger to let everyone know that these service opportunities are there. If you have an interest in the committee, you want to come forward, I'll volunteer myself to take names and try to coordinate it. And I'd like to get one other volunteer, someone that everybody knows that can approach, and just to take names for the SEVA committees. Anyone like to volunteer? Bye, Bob. Thank you. All right.
That was it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I want to thank everybody for their participation. I think that there was a lot of energy and enthusiasm and interest in the beginning. I was wondering if anyone was going to come. And later, there was such enthusiasm, especially, you see what's happening. When we break up into small groups, have dialogue, have involvement, the energy, the enthusiasm comes out. This is what we're trying to do exactly with the society, to get involvement and participation. So thank you very much. I think there's some, I'm going to wrap it up and then I'm going to let you speak. There's some similarities in points. I think you noticed some points have been mentioned 2 or 3 times. What we're going to do is transcribe all these main points, analyze them, look at the similarities, and present this in a communication to the worldwide devotees and perhaps continue this process. It's been recommended that we continue it here in Badger. I was a little bold to push even for this and taking away the time from some of the classes. So maybe we can just get a consensus if everybody would like to have a meeting tomorrow. Saturday's Anukut. Tomorrow would be a good opportunity probably to do that. So is there interest to have another meeting? And we don't necessarily need to have it here. We can have it anywhere. We need to talk with the management also about...
I don't want to miss any Hari Katha. I'm willing to sacrifice other things. Yeah, but we just see there's
supposed to be Hari Katha. We just do it somewhere else and he can come to us.
Maybe in the big house of the
How many are interested in continuing discussions tomorrow? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
This is majority.
30, about half the persons here, maybe 30 persons.
How about I send the GoPals yard instead of
here? Ask how many people don't want to do it.
Well, send the persons. So what is your suggestion? Is tomorrow a good day?
I'd just like to say one quick thing. I really appreciate Lachman's devotion to Hari Katha, but from my perspective, isn't this formation, the discussions that we're having about forming this society, is this not also Hari Katha? Are we not having Hari Katha here discussing how we're going to form this society for the future generations, to bring the society forward, to help fulfill the mission of the previous acharyas? Is this not devotional service also? So please try to understand how important this is. Please try to understand how important this is.
But sure, we can do it somewhere else. Maybe new devotees, and this may be above their head, and they want to hear, like...
Yeah, true. Good point.
Right.
And they want to hear, like, a speaker, you know, speak about... You know, Srimad Bhagavatam or Nectar of Instruction, or reiterate what Gurudev said, and they couldn't understand.
We can have it somewhere else.
All right, we can have it somewhere else. That
can do
pretty
much. But it's taking one class and have two classes.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you look at the evening Hari Katha, it's usually about only 20 devotees here, and that could be held in a smaller location. We could use that time to do this here.
In the afternoon, after we eat.
Do both.
Yeah.
Like after lunch.
Everyone's tired.
Yes, exactly. You want to say something over here?
They're not part of the board of representatives.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Let's have everyone's attention, please. Final announcement, everyone. Hare Bol. All right. It has been strongly put forward by Sripad Nemi Maharaj and all, certain points and other points by other devotees. So here's the conclusion based on the democratic process of the will of the people here. Here's what we're going to do. And with the exception of Anakoot, we're going to be having meetings here every day at 10:30. The class, whoever wants to attend the class, will be having the class in the garage at 10:30. Because we got the most amount of people. Excuse me, please. It's very important. This is the future of the society. If we can't commit to having meetings every day for the future of the society and accommodate the most people here, then I don't see that why we're even bothering. Okay? Why are we even bothering? This is the future of Hari Katha for the next thousands of years. So if we're going to have a future for Hari Katha, we've got to start here. We've got to start now. Everybody's got to work together. I should be involved with management, but about the future of preaching, yeah, I'm involved.
So many people came up to me and said, thank you for making that point. We want the class here.
How many people?
So many people came up and said, we want the class here. Thank you for making that point. And they're not here in your little group of gentlemen. They want the class here.
There's still more classes, though.
There's three other classes. We're asking for 2 hours a year for everyone to meet and work on the future.
I think it's reasonable. I think it's very reasonable that we have at least 2 hours set aside over here for a meeting.
There's three classes a day here and 2 hours here for meetings. I think that's totally fair. I think it's totally fair.
They're all saying no for
so everyone here fully believes that 7 hours a day of Hari Katha, 3 classes, and only 2 hours of meetings here is an unfair balance. Is that what everyone's saying?
No. Okay.
So out of all the hours of Hari Katha, we're asking for 2 hours here for meeting. That's unfair.
No, let's have
2 hours of meeting here, and then a 7:30 class, a 3 o'clock class, a 5 o'clock class. We got 7 hours of classes here, and 2 hours of meeting. Is that an unfair balance? Is that all there? How many people disagree with that balance?
Let me take a vote of all the devotees that are in the line of prasadam, of all the devotees that are in this room. We're going to take a vote, okay? The first vote is this. How many devotees prefer to have the 10:30 class here and to have the meeting in another location, perhaps the garage? How many have their hands up for that? Can someone count? Someone count. And no manipulating the count like Bush did. Grass here. How about on this side? Count that side. Count on that side. Okay, 21 on this side. We counted 21 on this side. And on that side, how many?
25 total.
25 total on that side?
All together.
25 total. Now, here's the second vote. Listen to the second vote. We have class here at 7:30 in the morning. We have class here at 3 p.m. We have class here with Srila Gurudev in the evening at 5 p.m. All total, there's about 7 hours worth of Hari Katha in this location. The second vote is that we will again repeat what we did here today. Tomorrow we will have at 10:30 or 10 o'clock, whatever time it is, we'll begin the meetings here for 2 hours, and we'll have class available for those who would want to attend class instead of the meetings, perhaps in the garage area, because that can hold a lot of devotees.
Or in the grass.
Or in the grass, grassy area, wherever. Okay, now we're going to vote. How many devotees prefer to have the meetings here tomorrow, the same way that we did today? Raise your hands. We're
going to
count. We're going to count now. Okay, Sri Dham is doing the count. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up for those who are voting. If you want to be counted, keep your hands up.
There's five outside here, on this side.
One behind you.
28 so far.
Okay, 28 as opposed to 25. Okay, that brings it up to 31. Okay, so the vote that has just been publicly held is a symbol of what we want in our Sangha for the future. The democratic process. What? No. What's your objection? She's saying that the class before Prashadam is the one class. She said the one before midday Prashadam. Okay, her opinion. Okay, I can't hear you. Okay. Yeah, you're correct. You're correct. Maybe we can take the vote this evening when everybody is here.
Why don't we just have the meeting there?
Why don't we just have Shiva Gurudev decide?
Okay, we came to a resolution here. We came to a resolution that we have decided to avoid all conflict, to keep everything totally harmonious, and therefore we have agreed to surrender. We've agreed to surrender, and we're going to have our meetings by the garage area. Hari Kata can be here. Gaur Pranamati. Prasadam ki.
And 30 class, Ijai. No. We want everyone to be satisfied, and it's not good even if you vote, but there's a strong controversy, and it's not a good feeling. So we will have the meetings at the garage beginning tomorrow at 10:30, and Hari Kata will continue here starting tomorrow at 10:30 as usual. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol! Hare Bol! All power to the people!
Are the people.
And I hope all the people could come together and meet. It's very important. We do not own this property right now. In order for us to have Hari Kata festivals for years to come, this property is on the market. Already Gurudev has committed to buying that property, but we're in a mortgage, we're in a debt. We need to come together, we have to put our heads together and get organized a little more. Everybody needs to step it up and participate to serve Gurudev so that we can have Hari Kata festivals. We can have Hari Kata festivals for all time over here in Badger. So let's think about the future for a moment. Let's not think about just today and tomorrow. Let's think about the future.
Thank you.
So we have to make it clear that this is our only chance for the next year that we can physically come together. But I mean, you know, if I would have been announcing, you know, this meeting, I would have marketed it in a different way to the audience. Yeah, now we can have a strong spot to everybody's last time.
Long way.
Long way.
Okay.